Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
To put on hold that song by Mungu Praise, talking to the MEC at this time, Umam Kethi Dlamini. And we are excited to be talking to her. Usem is on the ground. MEC, how are you this afternoon?
Just a second.
All righty then. Obutsem is on the ground, just getting us ready to be talking to the MEC. And we are all excited about the new thing that's happening at Nzuza Maboko Secondary School. Our children are getting the state-of-the-art laboratory, science laboratory. And they will be able to do all the things they have been taught about in their books. And now they'll be doing them practical. And this is a handover from the MEC for education. Miss Kethi Dlamini, and we are so excited about this whole thing that is taking place. And it's not only going to be benefiting the learners of Nzuza Maboko Secondary School, but it will also be benefiting other learners as well. Butsem, are we ready now? Butsemi, are we ready?
I think it's me now. I don't know what they're looking for.
MEC.
Okay.
How are you, Ma?
I'm good in seven. How are you?
We are so excited as Radio Pulpit to hear this great news at Nzuza Maboko Secondary School. Getting a new laboratory. Our children are becoming scientists. And they are now going to be reaching other countries with the fifth industrial revolution, right?
No, thank you very much, yes, for the opportunity. And thanks to the listeners. We are also very much excited. We are living in the fourth industrial era. In our days, we don't have a choice but to comply. Otherwise, we will be left behind, especially our learners, because we want them to compete outside the country and in the world. They must find themselves fitting in what is happening outside there. So we really appreciate the contribution that has been made by Master's Printing Solution in contribution to the school. This is what we expect from our business people to plow back to the communities. We really appreciate what they've done for the school. And it is true, it is not only going to benefit this school, but other schools around. You can teach from here and others benefit. As you know, that we have given our learners tablets, so they will be using those gadgets to connect and learn from the best teachers that we have as a province.
Sure. And as a province, last year, we stepped back a little bit when it comes to our results, our matric results. And now we hear that Nzuza Maboko Secondary School is saying, because we had an 80, we are going for 100. What is the MEC's take? Because it means that when we get 100 from Nzuza Maboko Secondary, our results are also going up in 2024?
We can't be number 8 in Mpumalanga. I refuse. We can't be number 8. We know our position.
Right.
There was that thing that took us back. But as for Nzuza, it's not only the school. There are so many activities that we're doing to support our school so that we move from where we are and go to the higher levels in terms of number as in Mpumalanga province. So there is no excuse in Nzuza Maboko why they cannot perform better than last year, because at least they've got an enabler to perform better. There is a commitment from the principal as well as the chairperson of the SGB, which definitely they will perform better because they have added enabler to make sure that they perform better. Yeah.
What do we say to the learners and the teachers who will be using the laboratory enclosure, Missy?
Oh, they're very much excited. Very much excited. As we were here, they were displaying, we're connected with two schools in KZN just to demonstrate that this thing is doable. But we're expecting them to connect with other schools around here so that schools around Mlodo, they benefit as well.
So, ukuvala inkulumo yethu manje, sithini kula bantwana and the teachers abazo basebenzisa le laboratory?
We are saying to the learners first, all that we are doing, all of us, department, the business, sponsors, teachers, we are helping them so that they can perform better. In fact, we are contributing to our future. To the learners, we are saying, take this opportunity that you are given, make maximum use of it. Discipline, and discipline is key. You can't pass if you're not disciplined. We're calling for discipline. more effort so that we get better results as a province.
Wow. Thank you so much, MEC, for giving us a moment to talk to you this afternoon. And enjoy the day, the celebration and all that. Thank you so much. And all of the best as you're moving forward. I know you're doing more in Mpumalanga. So all of the best, all of God's best. And sibonga ukuthi siphethwe imbokodo.
Thank you so much.
And yes, my family, thank you, MEC. And my family, that is the MEC for Education, Miss Kathy Dlamini, who has officially handed over the State of Art Science Laboratory at Nzuza Maboko Secondary School in Tembisile, Hani local municipality, today. And you can hear in her voice this excitement about it. I mean, she's celebrating. She's celebrating with everyone who is also receiving, and everybody else who is in that space. And may God bless everything they would be doing. We wish them all the best in 2024 at Nzuza Maboko Secondary School. We wish them, we pray that they might reach their goals, as they are, it's the desire of their heart that in 2024 they reach 100% pass. Hey, the pressure is on, but it's doable through Christ. I loved what Ubabu Masango said, who is the chairperson of the SGB, and he mentioned that there is nothing impossible with God. He said there is nothing impossible with God, and yes, there is nothing impossible with God. We'll keep on praying for them, and we'll keep on rooting for them and believing that the best will come out from them. We want to see doctors, we want to see engineers, we want to see presidents, we want to see teachers, we want to see nurses coming out from the students at Nzuza Maboko. Yes, everybody says it's a rural school, but hey, beautiful things can come out from there. Who thought that a beautiful thing can happen in Israel, in Jerusalem? Who knew that Jesus Christ would be born in that space? So yeah, God can do awesomely at Nzuza. Let's keep on praying for our children. Pray for every child who goes to school, and that they might perform well and become the best of them and reach God's goals about them. It's awesome to have goals, but it's beautiful. It's advisable to have goals that are from God. I call them God's goals. So let us find out who they are, their destinies. Let's pray for them as well. Guide them in the meantime as we continue to pray for them. All of the best in Nzuza Maboko Secondary.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.